Welcome into another edition of Generations Radio. I'm Adam McManus, in for Kevin Swanson. As you know, the state of New York just voted to expand abortion access right up until the very day of the baby's birth. To celebrate this unbelievable depravity, they actually lit the One World Trade Center in pink. Now, women used to celebrate motherhood and find joy in their children. But today, some mothers in places like New York City are taking joy in destroying their children. The state of New York has crossed a line of inhumanity that should drive us to our knees. And that's why my guest today on Generations Radio, Elizabeth Johnston, known better as the Activist Mommy, has organized a day of mourning, which takes place this Saturday, February 23rd, from 1 until 4 p.m. in Albany, New York. You can learn more at dayofmourning.org. That's dayofmourning.org. Elizabeth Johnston is the mother of 10 children and an activist blogger at activistmommy.com and on Facebook. Now, Elizabeth daily triggers the left by confronting the lies of abortion, feminism, Islam, and the homosexual agenda. Her viral commentary videos have netted over 70 million views, and her new book just out is entitled Not On My Watch, How to Win the Fight for Family, Faith, and Freedom. Elizabeth, it's been 46 years since Roe v. Wade was handed down, destroying the lives of 60 million baby boys and girls. We hear those stats, yet as Christians, I'm not sure how we haven't just become somewhat calloused and jaded to it all.
Exactly, Adam, and that is why we are doing the day of mourning on Saturday, because we need to recognize that this isn't just a horizontal problem. It's not just a policy problem. This is a vertical problem. We do not have God's heart on this issue. We don't love what he loves and hate what he hates. We don't grieve over the 3,000 babies every day that are murdered through abortion. And we're not the good Samaritans that we're supposed to be. We walk by, you know, like the priest did. We just walk right by while all of this happens. And we sit in our church pews and we do so little to make a difference and to rescue these children. And so we've got to get before God and humble ourselves and ask for his heart, because he promised that if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, that he would hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Don't we need healing right now, Adam?
We do. I wonder, why is it, in your view, that Jewish Americans get particularly incensed when Christian pro-lifers call what has happened to the babies in the womb, 60 million dead now since 1973, the American Holocaust? I mean, it's actually, in terms of the raw numbers, it's worse. I mean, of course, one dead person is terrible. 6 million is bad. 60 million is also bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that triggers them. It is very accurate. Another way in which it's accurate is pro-lifers for years now have been really strangely fixated on really pathetic legislation. You know, you can kill the baby as long as the abortion clinic is sanitary. You can kill the baby as long as you give the mom 24 hours. You can kill the baby as long as the doctor has hospital privileges. Are you kidding me? Like, this is what we call pro-life legislation? Going back to your comment about Nazi Germany, what if we said that in Nazi Germany about the Jews? You can kill them as long as the facility you're killing them in is sanitary? No. We have to fight and work and pray toward the end of all child killing, not just some of it. And so that is, again, why we're saying this is a vertical problem, okay? We're not seeing this the way God is seeing it. And the only way to get to that place is to repent. We've got our own, even in the church, okay? I've never had an abortion. Even people that have not had an abortion, we need to own this as a national sin, as a sin that we've been quiet about, very complacent about. We need to own that apathy and hypocrisy. And I believe God's going to honor this, Adam. Our desire to have, as the Bible calls it, a solemn assembly where we are very somber. This is not going to be a fundraiser. It's not going to be a political event, a pep rally. This is going to be a very sober time of mourning and repenting and standing in solidarity with these unborn babies.
You say as a Christian that we need to think through Psalm 11:3, which says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Explain that verse, if you would.
We desperately need to build our nation, our homes, on the foundation of our Lord and Savior and the principles in His Word. And our nation was founded on, you know, many of those principles. We are allowing these radical social Marxists and social engineers to come in and get our children to question their gender, take over the school systems, kill our children, sexualize our children through pornographic sex ed. When are parents going to rise up and say, no, these are my children. They're not your toys to play with and mess with and take authority over this situation? Christians, conservatives, are much too frightened by those on the left. They allow themselves to be bullied. And if they would just be bold and courageous, they would see that it's just bark. There's no bite there normally. I've had a lot of experience with it. God can use them to inspire so many people. I'm amazed every day by how many people are inspired just by me doing something, you know, a little bold, standing against something like abortion or the transgender agenda. So many people are inspired, and God wants to use everyone in your audience in that same way.
You've said our hearts should break over the killing of these little image bearers of God in the womb. Who better to say that than the mother of 10 children? Tell me, before we take our break, and we'll get into the specifics of the day of mourning when we return, but tell me, why is it that you and your husband, who's a physician, have chosen life and allowed God to direct your womb?
Oh, because children are a blessing. Children are a blessing. Children are wealth. The Bible says, you know, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. And so we just believe the promises of God. We have embraced children since before we were married. We knew we wanted to have a large family, and we're blessed to agree on that before we were married. And yeah, we have the 10 most amazing children and 6 children in heaven that we can't wait to meet one day.
How old are your children on earth?
The oldest is 20 and the youngest just turned 3.
My guest is Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy. No doubt you're familiar with her, and if you're not, check out her website, activistmommy.com. You can also find her on Facebook and get her new book, Not on My Watch, How to Win the Fight for Family, Faith, and Freedom. We'll be right back with the specifics of the Day of Mourning when we return here on Generations Radio. I'm Adam McManus, in for Kevin Swanson.
Folks, under Obamacare, the average family health care premiums now have exceeded $18,000, and more premium increases averaging 25% are expected for next year in 39 states. And remember, over 1,000 Obamacare plans cover abortion, and that's most of them. 5 states offer no abortion-free plans at all. And you know that all Obamacare plans contain the contraceptive abort-efficient mandate. So what do Christians do? Well, I'll tell you what we have done. My family has gone with the Samaritan Medical Sharing Ministry since 1999. Over 17 years, we have shared our medical needs with brothers and sisters in Christ, and they have shared theirs with us. And the cost? Well, it's about 1/3 of what the average family pays under Obamacare. And Samaritan Ministries does not support the killing of unborn children. Our family has saved over $200,000 in insurance premiums over the last 17 years, and we have helped literally hundreds of Christian brothers and sisters with their medical needs. We write checks every month to different families who have needs to cover. How cool is that? On top of all of that, we can support the lives of unborn children while the powerful systems in Washington are doing just the opposite. I want to encourage you to check out Samaritan Ministries as an option for your family. Imagine healthcare sharing in a Christian way. Protecting life as Christians do at 1/3 the cost. Just check it out at SamaritanMinistries.org and mention Kevin Swanson when you sign up, and we'll send you a free copy of my new book, Family Life. That's SamaritanMinistries.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Generations Radio. I'm Adam McManus, in for Kevin Swanson. You can learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net. That's MCManus.net. And I'd love to hear from you by email, adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. My guest is Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy, author of a new book, Not on My Watch, How to Win the Fight for Family, Faith, and Freedom. Her website, activistmommy.com. And we're talking to her about the day of mourning that she's organized this Saturday, February 23rd, in Albany, New York, from 1 until 4 p.m. in reaction to the extreme abortion law that Andrew Cuomo, the Democratic governor, just signed, allowing for abortion even up until the very day of birth. You can learn more at the website dayofmourning.org. That's Day of Mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. You have already maxed out the capacity, and you're looking to rent more rooms for an overflow crowd there in Albany, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We've actually maxed out 3,500 seats already. We have purchased every room we're allowed to purchase in the convention center to live stream the event to any of the extra rooms. And we are looking for an Albany, New York church to host the rest of our overflow, because I believe there will be people turned away at the door. The energy, the interest in what we're doing, the desire to be just anywhere near the day of mourning is so intense, I can't even tell you. I mean, I've been doing activist work for a couple of years and kind of have my finger on the pulse. Just the sheer number and volume of messages coming in is so incredible. I'm telling you, this is a moment in our history, Adam. This is a moment when we can turn the tide of child killing, and we're starting with repentance, which is where you should always start. And if your listeners go to dayofmourning.org, they will see all of the 21 cities at the bottom of the website where this is being simulcast. And I want to encourage you to not just try to watch this on Facebook, but to actually drive an hour or two and get physically in one of these locations where brothers and sisters in the Lord are going to be yoked together, linking arms together, and praying for an end to abortion. This is going to be powerful that we are all together at one time doing this as a nation. And we're calling on the whole nation to, number one, wear black. Number two, don't shop. Number three, close your businesses down. Print out the poster that we have on our website and place it on the front door of your business. And lastly, repent and mourn with us over the sin of abortion. It's going to be powerful.
Elizabeth, were you inspired by the pro-life owner of the bookstore who closed his business down and talked about a day of mourning the day after the New York legislature passed this extreme abortion law?
Yes, we saw what he did. And as we were strategizing, me and some other pro-life leaders, we were strategizing, what is our response going to be? There has to be a response. And I didn't see any of the big, well-funded organizations really doing anything. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, do they see this moment? And we've got to do something. We were strategizing, and one of my friends said, what about a day of mourning? And someone, you know, said, yeah, what about what John Speed did, closing his business down, his bookshop down for the day? And that really, we all just, I said, yes, that's it, right there. I felt that. That was the right way to go, and that was the heart of God. And so that's how it all started 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, we stepped out of faith with no money. It's viral. It's exploding. The Glenn Beck's had me on twice, Fox and Friends, and The Blaze just wrote an article, and so many people are hearing about this. And just hearing us address the sin of abortion and that we must repent of it in and of itself is a really, really positive thing.
You will be featuring the Benham Brothers, best-selling authors and speakers, David J. Harris, Jr., a black conservative and social media activist, Justin Reeder of Love Life Charlotte, and a little girl named Blythe Mullen, who's 8 years old. What's her story?
Blythe's mother was going to abort her and got in touch with a adoption ministry. That adoption ministry connected her to her forever mother, who is one of my very close friends. And Blythe has just got a burden to see the end of abortion in her country, and she's just a very special young girl. And I tell you, there won't be a dry eye in that place when Blythe gets through with us.
Elizabeth, you talk about how we have gone from not just killing the babies in the womb, but now actually celebrating their deaths. When that abortion law passed in the New York legislature, not only did the lawmakers themselves cheer, but there were people in the gallery where visitors can sit and watch the proceedings who cheered as well. And it's just so chilling, isn't it?
Monstrous is really the only word I can come up with. We're monsters. We're no better than the Mayans and Aztecs who sacrificed their children to the gods. Just because we seem to be a little more sophisticated makes us no different in God's eyes than those savages. That is why we've got to hit our knees and repent of our sin and beg God to have mercy on us. We certainly do not deserve it.
Elizabeth, you mentioned that there are 20-plus locations around the country. If Generations Radio listeners cannot get to the Albany, New York location where they can watch this live stream between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern time this Saturday, February 23rd, people can, again, go to that website themselves at their own leisure, dayofmorning.org, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, dayofmorning.org. But here's the list of cities. Listen for one near you. Charlotte, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Scottsville, New York, Jefferson, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, Sterling, Illinois, Batavia, Illinois, Kearney, Illinois, Florence, Kentucky, Oceanside, California, Apple Valley, California, Altoona, Pennsylvania, Nashville, Tennessee, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Crossville, Tennessee, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, San Angelo, Texas, that's near me, Montrose, Colorado, Troy, Kansas, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Rapid City, South Dakota, Greensville, South Carolina, Amarillo, Texas, and Newfoundland, Canada. That's quite a list, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And we couldn't be more excited about how the public has responded to this. It's just incredible. It's very humbling.
Not to mention that your well-designed T-shirts, Day of Morning T-shirts, are flying off the shelves. They're going all over the country, aren't they?
Absolutely. At least 45 states. And then I was on Glenn Beck again, and my T-shirt guy just texted me and showed me the bar graph. And he said, here's the Glenn Beck spike. And, yeah, we sold over 2,000 T-shirts to just show you, give you a little feel for the interest. We do have some needs, some financial needs still. God has provided every step of the way just enough. I did have to borrow $2,000 from my 16-year-old to buy some plane tickets for some speakers. But God has provided every bit of the way. But the event has, because it's so big now and because we've had to buy so much more space and more projectors and screens, there are some expenses still. So there is a donate button there at dayofmorning.org. If people are stirred about this event and want to do something to link up with it, click that donate button if you can and give us a small gift. That will be so helpful.
Elizabeth Johnston has been my guest, the Activist Mommy. Visit her website, activistmommy.com, and get her new book, Not on My Watch, How to Win the Fight for Family, Faith, and Freedom. Elizabeth, would you close our time together here on Generations Radio with prayer over our nation?
Gladly. Lord God, you promised us in your word that if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek your face that and turn from our wicked ways, you would hear from heaven and forgive us of our sin and heal our land. And we are standing on that promise right now, Lord. We are asking you to pour out your spirit on us on Saturday as we gather as a nation to mourn and repent over this sin, Lord, that you would hear our cry, that you would hear our cry, God, and that you would let us experience a national awakening, a spiritual revival that we've not seen in our lifetimes, God, and this nation would return to you, and that the bloodshed and the vile, sinful behavior in this nation would come to an end, Lord. We love you. We're doing this for you, Lord, and your precious image bearers, your children. And we thank you for the success you've given us so far. We entrust this day and this event to your hands, and we just ask you to bring everybody in to these live streams, to these places that is supposed to be there, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. What an honor it is to serve you and be your ambassador. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Visit the website dayofmorning.org. That's dayofmorning.org. It's held this Saturday, February 23rd. Ground Zero is Albany, New York, where 3,500 people have already indicated an interest. But you can drive to one of the nearby locations by you. Through the website, you can learn where those are in 20-plus locations across the country. And whether or not you can attend one of the events, remember this. On Saturday, February 23rd, participate in the Day of Mourning as a family. Spread it on Facebook. Wear black. Don't shop. Close your business and repent of the sin of abortion. If everyone listening to the sound of this conversation would go on their Facebook page and social media and share that website, dayofmourning.org, and those four simple steps to wear black, don't shop, close your business, and repent of the sin of abortion, we will reach untold millions of people. And I think that's an important message indeed from God Almighty who created each one of these precious lives in the womb. Elizabeth, thank you so much for your leadership. And we ask a special prayer of protection and blessing and safety around you and your precious children and your husband and all the speakers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Adam.
I'm Adam McManus, in for Kevin Swanson, as we lay down a vision for the next generation.